And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Well, good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is lovely to be with you here. A very happy new year. I'm Jo Stanley and I'm joined as always by medical pharmacist. I've stuffed it already, Gerald. Medical herbalist and pharmacist Gerald Quigley.
Happy New Year, Joe. Great to see you and great to see you, Zoe, as well.
And Zoe Bingley Pullen, lovely to see you as well.
Joe, you're only human.
Oh, what can I say? You've got to get it right. My goodness, it is so delightful to start 2021 with you both. Can you believe it's already a new year?
Oh, amazing.
Golly, I can't believe it's already here. 2021, it feels like we've sort of hit it. We've hit it in such a big way as well, but I'm optimistic. That's the word I'm using.
That's really good because I've heard that a lot of people are. How are you, Gerald, going into 2021?
Look, I'm optimistic as well, but I'm on behalf of many people. I'm confused about where we're going, what we're doing, what's going on.
Yes,
and what I find quite difficult to understand is we've changed the words of the national anthem to say we're all one, but now we've got the barriers up everywhere and we're not one at all. So we need to work on that a bit better.
Look, I do feel as though people have left 2020 behind thinking, well, let's hope we don't go back there. But I don't know if we've got that sense of positivity that we won't go back. I think there's a real fear. And not knowing how to move forward with any certainty, I think that can be really hard.
Yeah, look, it'd be great if we had a clear strategy. I mean, I think as we know, when it comes to mental health and clarity and in mindsets, it's really nice to kind of have one objective that we know that we're sticking to. But in regards to things like closing borders, it's a safer approach, and I think all Australians have got this kind of can-do attitude, and we know that if we can, you know, if we can keep ourselves safe now, in the long term, it's going to better us all.
Well, I think it does. Everything takes its toll. So we're going to be speaking about ways, exactly as you say, Zoe, ways that we can set up some strategies for ourselves going into 2021. So we're going to be chatting with Dr. Ali Walker. She's one of our favourites on the House of Wellness. Mm-hmm. She's a human connection scientist with a PhD in group dynamics from the Australian National University. And she'll be telling us how we can use the horrible events of 2020 as a platform to build a more positive new year and prepare our mental health so we can make the best of it. I love that notion of just making the best of it, which I think inherently we do in Australia.
We do.
But we're looking forward to speaking with Ali about that. And one of the things people, I think, reported so often in 2020 was bad sleep. Don't you think lots of people had issues sleeping?
For all sorts of reasons, the isolation, stress about jobs, stress about family, disconnection from family. So, yes, that's the first thing to suffer is your sleep quality.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to be learning not just around how anxiety can affect your sleep and that sense of uncertainty, but what we eat before we go to bed.
Yeah, I love this.
And how it affects our sleep quality, how quickly we fall asleep, and whether or not we actually stay asleep, which
good
I think
point.
Is a very interesting thing. So Shay Morrison, a sleep expert and co-founder of the Good Night Company, will join us to tell us the best foods to induce sleep and the foods to stay away from. In our A to Z of vitamins, we'll take a look at Wagner coenzyme Q10. And as always, give us a call on 131 873 with any questions at all to help you feel healthier. Gerald and Zoe are here for you to kick off the year with any questions for your health. That's 131 873. Next, some tips on heading into 2021 with optimism. It is possible. That's on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
If playing years of sport has taken a toll on your body, then check out Wagner, Glucosamine and Chondroitin Plus at Chemist Warehouse. It may help to improve joint mobility, may help protect joint cartilage and may relieve joint pain associated with mild osteoarthritis. Get Wagner, Glucosamine and Chondroitin Plus for just $29.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, see your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get SunSense SPF 50 Plus made in Australia for Australian conditions. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You are with the House of Wellness. Do give us a call, 131 873, with any questions for your health. But first, I would say that many of us, in fact, probably most of us, are pretty happy to see the back of 2020. Because when you think about it, this time last year, we were facing those devastating bushfires. Mm-hmm. Then there were all of the natural disasters that came with that and after that. And then, of course, the pandemic hit this country and the world. And so we had lockdowns and self-isolation and the hospitals experiencing such trauma. I mean, it's really impacted every part of our lives. So as we go into 2021, I think we all feel a bit of, I don't know, a bit of sort of trauma from that experience. And we want to feel hopeful, but is it possible? So let's ask our next guest, Dr. Ali Walker. She's a best-selling author and human connection scientist with a PhD in group dynamics. Good morning, Ali.
Good morning, Ali.
Oh, it's so lovely always to speak with you, Ali, because you bring with you a natural positivity. But is that natural? Is it something that we can learn to be positive and optimistic?
Oh, look, definitely. I truly believe that we can learn anything. And, you know, all those things that you just mentioned have, I think, taken their toll on everybody this year. And so I guess a natural positivity wasn't really enough to get through for anyone. And I was asking a friend of mine who I'm giving a talk with early next year, we're giving a talk about this very topic, like how to reset and renew for 2021. And he's a former NRL player, would you believe it? And I said to him, you know, it's probably a similar question to ask you. Were you ever on a losing team that went through a whole season losing every game or losing most games and then had to regroup for the following year, for the following season? How did you do it? Because it's a similar situation that all of us are in, needing to regroup for our next season, the next season being 2021. Yep. And, you know, he had a really interesting answer. And he said, look, I've been on both teams. I've been in a grand final winning team and a losing team. And he said, sometimes it's actually harder when you've won the grand final as opposed to losing all season, because he said, when you've won the grand final, sometimes you get a bit complacent, sometimes maybe even lazy. But when you're on that losing team, he said, everybody's on time for training in pre-season. Everybody's done the right thing in the off-season. Everybody just wants to do their best. Everyone's very conscientious. And I really reflected on that and I thought, isn't that interesting that that's maybe our takeaway from 2020, that it does bring out some other sides of us. And yes, it's not ideal. It's almost like how you feel after a fantastic workout the next day. You're walking around a bit gingerly and, you know, it's hurting a little bit, but you feel good because you know that you've done a workout. And in a way, 2020 was a workout in resilience.
It's so true, Ali. I mean, I've seen such a lovely change in just simple ways, even with my neighbourhood, because we are sort of all banding together because we have this commonality of it being so disastrous around us. But, I mean, look, how do we stay authentic to our own needs, to the needs of our family, but also, you know, a community need as well?
Definitely. So I am, as you described, I'm a human connection scientist. A lot of people say, what on earth is that? And basically I started off as a well-being researcher. And Zoe, I've talked to you about this a lot in the past.
Love talking to you.
I was really interested in what allows people to flourish. And the reason I started focusing on human connection was that the research is pretty overwhelming. And I'd actually never come across this research, but I thought that's where I want to focus and specialize. Basically, loneliness is worse for us than smoking, obesity, and substance abuse.
Wow.
Now, I don't know about you, but in school, I learned that smoking was bad for me. In school, I learned that eating well was good for me, but I never learned about the impact of loneliness. And it apparently, according to the research, a meta-analysis of over 300,000 studies shows that if we experience chronic loneliness, it brings about our risk of dying early by about 45% to 50%.
Wow.
Now, compared to eating well is something along the lines of 30%. If we eat well, we reduce our risk of dying early by about 25% to 30%. So strong relationships have such a strong impact in our life. So to your question, I would say that my biggest recommendation is around reflecting on our relationship goals. So it's very common for us to sit down and think, okay, 2021, new year, how am I going to eat? How am I going to exercise? How am I going to make money? It's not as common for people to sit down and write down their relationship goals, even though relationships have a bigger impact on our health, and particularly our mental health, than anything else. So I actually, and I'm not even joking, I have a Word document on my computer of relationship goals where I've written down name, the person's name, the goal I have for my relationship with them and then the action I'm going to take based on that goal. And I'll give you an example. I have 2 sons, 4-year-old and an 8-year-old. And, you know, one of my goals might be to spend more quality time with my 4-year-old son before he goes to school. And so the action then is to maybe organise to go and see a show with him, something along those lines.
Yeah.
Things that you may not otherwise be intentional about because time just passes and we all know that. So I imagine a world where social goals are more important to us than financial goals because all of that productivity, working hard, all of that takes care of itself if we feel that we have a strong network, if we feel a sense of belonging and that our relationships are nourishing to us.
Ellie, I hope I'm on your list.
Gerald, you are number one in my relationship goals. Gerald, talk to Gerald as often as possible.
Ellie, I was reading yesterday an article about positive thinking, and in it, it implied that if we can often get to the point where we chase happiness so much, it actually makes us unhappy. What are your thoughts on that?
So I'm so glad you asked me that because this is something that I wanted to talk about. A while ago, because I was someone fascinated by happiness as well as most of us are, I shifted my narrative away from happiness and towards meaning. Mm. Because when we are trying to be happy, really the only question that we're asking ourselves at the end of the day is, how good did I feel? Mm. And yes. Because that's almost how we evaluate and measure happiness. But when we shift the narrative to meaning, we can ask ourselves different questions. So did I learn something? Did I grow? Did I help someone? Or did I show compassion? Did I have a new insight? Did I overcome something hard? And even if it might even be, did I nourish myself? Because life, as we've discovered, life isn't always going to offer us all of these opportunities to feel good. What life might offer us is an opportunity to rise to an occasion. And so meaning as a new lens rather than happiness I find very helpful because it allows for all of the weather of life rather than just, I call happiness the sunshine or, you know, the weekend of our emotions. So it's not that we don't want it, it's just that we can't hang out every day for it. Otherwise, as you say and as the research has shown, it can actually ironically bring about unhappiness because it's all that expectation management. If you wake up in the morning and think, I want to be happy today, and then, you know, you encounter someone in a bad mood or you have a bad coffee or your child's having a bad day, all of these things that can happen to us and may even have happened to me before 8 o'clock this morning, they can then therefore affect that lens that we're dealing with. But if you have a different lens of meaning, then suddenly all of life can enrich us.
Yeah, I really love that, Ellie, because going into 2021, it's very much about managing expectations and thinking, okay, just because it's a new year, there's still going to be the same issues around us, but we can manage our expectation around that and find meaning day to day. Yeah,
definitely. Mm. And just focus on the daily habits. Because, you know, that fuel that we used to get from the outside world, the consistency. My husband and I have reflected on this a lot, that the outside world used to just be something you never thought about because we just took for granted that you could just go out to the shops, that you could go out to work, that you could do whatever you wanted in that space. And so all of that fuel from the outside world, we're now having to get from ourselves, the consistency. And so just that renewed focus on daily habits, using our tools. You know, we need to do meditation. Before it was almost constructed as a nice to have. And now it's one of those things that you just need it to get through the day. Those daily habits, you know, that's Zoe's area about what we eat, what we drink. But just the daily movement, I'm just helping it's helping me with my sleep, you know, to exercise each day, move each day, stretch each day. All of those things, I think, have had a renewed focus.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Dr. Ellie Walker. You can check out more of Ellie's work at awalker.co. I absolutely love understanding what your daily habits are. And they can be really strange things. This is a little eccentric, I know. But for me, I need to sing every day at the top of my voice. It's most irritating to my daughter. Oh. She spends a lot of time saying, Mom, stop singing.
That explains the calls I've had from your neighbours.
I make no apology. Yeah. It lifts my mood and it's one of my daily habits. Give us a call, 131-873. Of course, we have Zoe and Gerald here to answer your questions for your health. But maybe tell us what are in your daily habits that are about you finding meaning in your life. We'd love to hear from you, 131-873, and we'll have your calls next.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
There is a tendency to overindulge this time of year. Help cleanse your liver with Thompson's One-A-Day Milk Thistle 42,000, traditionally used in Western herbal medicine. It supports digestive system health, aids natural liver detox process, and relieves digestive discomfort. Get it for $25.99 at Chemist Warehouse, and then perhaps more camembert. Why not? Always read the label, follow directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get SunSense SPF 50 Plus made in Australia for Australian conditions. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. We do love it when you call us on 131 873. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Morning, Jeff. How can we help?
Oh, Joe, look, a while back, I think it was with Tony Moclair, you mentioned that you can manage excess eating and weight with one was vitamin B12 and the second one was alpha hydroxy acid. Is that right?
No, I was talking at that time about neuropathic pain, Jeff, which is very, very common. And that's a combination, particularly with turmeric, that I often refer to and I see outstanding results with. So alpha hydroxy acids actually there, that's a group of acids that are essentially found in particular food groups. So things like citrus fruits and cane sugar and things like that. So did you have a question about any of those?
Yes, you mentioned a few shows back, programs back on the four things you eat. One of them was eggs every day and the other one was dark chocolate and there was two more.
Mm.
Which I forgot.
Well, look, we're all different, Jeff. But I think you and I could discuss this over a glass of quality red wine. That would be the third. Look, I think that well-being, and we've each got our views on well-being, but essentially the fundamentals. And correct me, please, each of you, if they're different for you. But I think sleeping enough.
Yes.
So quality sleep.
Yeah, definitely.
Control your stress, which often, Joe, how often do we talk about? Control the things you can control, but the others, don't sweat the small stuff. There's no point.
Absolutely.
Keep family and friends close, particularly friends. Social isolation, as Ali said, it's a killer. And we should, in societies today, there is no excuse for that. We have to get to know our neighbours, our friends, keep close, and family especially close. And the other things, eat sensibly. I know that as I often say, I see people on the beach running. I don't see them smiling. I don't know if they're all that happy.
I am smiling on the inside.
Yeah, okay, good.
Jeez, I smile when I get home.
All the sweat is taking it off your face.
Yes,
that's why.
Look, perhaps. Now, they're fairly fundamental, but I think that each of them contributes a little to a person's well-being. And have a bit of me time.
So definitely important. You do
Me-time.
Have to prioritise that.
The world won't end because you decide to have a nap for 10 minutes in the afternoon.
Yeah. And there's so many good tips and tools out there on how to do this. I mean, definitely what changed me last year was learning how to do transcendental meditation. Like, it absolutely changed the way I approached being relaxed. When I get stressed, I know I've got this little safety net there. I mean, obviously my diet's always been good. I've always exercised well, but I hadn't actually focused on the cumulative effect of relaxing. For some reason, it was kind of, I always felt it was indulgent to relax, but meditating was a game changer. And I'm so grateful that I've got that in my little tool chest of happiness.
And I would say if you're listing things to eat though, I know in myself when I feel a little bit imbalanced stress-wise, if I reach for a salad, the leafy green vegetables, somehow it's healing, isn't it, Zoe?
Well, they are in themselves.
Yes, I mean, that's true.
So much nutrient-dense food.
We've got little Toblerones in the fridge. We find those
can help as well. No
very
question.
Handy.
Oh, trust me. I'm mad for chocolate as well.
A little bit of everything.
That's
it's all
right.
Good.
Thank you so much, Jeff. Judy, good morning. It's lovely to hear from
morning,
you
Morning, Judy.
Oh, good morning. I've had peripheral neuropathy for well over 6 months now, and I did buy the lipoic acid, but I'm concerned. I have lung metastases, and in the morning I take a drug for my cancer and a blood pressure tablet.
Yes.
So I was taking at lunchtime turmeric, vitamin D and the lipoic acid.
Yes.
I only took it for 2 weeks because I didn't notice any difference.
Yes.
And I was also concerned about whether that would interact with anything else I'm on.
Second question first, Judy. There is no interaction, so there's no issues at all. So you can steam ahead there. From an effect perspective, 2 weeks just isn't enough. Peripheral neuropathy, nerve pain, Joe, is a real challenge. Mm. And you've got the tools, and it's a matter of consistency, Judy. So the lipoic acid, you need about 400 milligram a couple of times a day after food. Turmeric, really important, high-strength turmeric once a day. And vitamin B12 is the other thing in sublingual form, which works really well in combination with those things. It is a real challenge. We don't have a simple pill to take peripheral neuropathy away. And I can't see it even one coming on the horizon. Medicinal cannabis, hopefully March 1st this year, may make a difference. And it's certainly listed as the things that are effective. So we'll have to wait and see.
Oh, and we're thinking of you, Judy. That must be a definitely. Very, very difficult thing to manage on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we've already spoken about sleep today. If we could wish anything for all of us, I think, in 2021, it's very good sleep. So next, what foods to eat and not eat for your sleep? That's on the House of Wellness.
Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get SunSense SPF 50 Plus made in Australia for Australian conditions. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Do keep your calls coming, 131 873. We will get to those in just a moment. But first, we all know that reducing screen time before bed and getting regular exercise, you mentioned already this morning, Zoe, are important for getting a better night's sleep.
Yeah.
But there's another important factor that many of us overlook, and that's diet. Diet can affect sleep quality, how quickly we fall asleep, and that annoying whether or not we stay asleep. There's nothing worse than waking in the middle the of the night. Oh, it's so annoying.
I hate it.
To tell us more, we're joined by Shay Morrison, sleep expert and co-founder of the Good Night Company. Good morning, Shay.
Good morning.
Tell us, what are the best sleep-inducing foods? Because there is nothing more crucial, I think, than a good night's sleep.
Absolutely. You know, there are lots of great foods around that we need to consider and also think about what we're eating and when we're eating before we go to bed at nighttime. So looking at including some things like almonds and cherries and kiwi fruit, carbohydrates, you know, that traditionally have been, depending on which diet people are, you know, looking at these days, carbohydrates are a great thing to add to your nighttime meal. Just a small amount of healthy carbs can really help with the process that's required to make us fall into that more sleepy state.
Shay, I love my sleep. My husband always takes the mickey out of me and says that, Zoe, you are the kind of girl who needs 10 hours sleep. Otherwise, you're not that fun to be around. of course, that's not true. But yeah. No. So obviously, I do know what to eat and what not to eat. But I was always a little bit confused because obviously we talk a lot about protein and its lovely slow-releasing effect that it has on our blood sugar levels. But now I'm hearing that there's certain proteins we should be sticking away from. But just tell me more. What should we stick away from to not increase this beautiful quality of sleep?
Yeah, look, I think some foods that we need to avoid late at night are things like anything that's containing caffeine. So while I know that a lot of people talk about dark chocolate being a great alternative, you know, it still does have quite a high element of caffeine in it. So really considering the choices that we're making around, you know, foods that are high in sugar content, certainly spicy foods, anything that's highly acidic as well. So things that are going to disrupt our digestive system, because really what we're trying to do is lower the impact of the digestive system working too hard so that the body can actually process all of the great things that it needs to do while we're sleeping.
Shay, one of the biggest challenges is that as time goes by, we're all beginning to understand that we're all different. And when you look at some of the research behind a lot of the foods we've talked about, it can be very conflicting. There are some that say milk, in fact, is the worst thing to have. There are others that say, well, milk contains melatonin. It's going to help us get to sleep. How do you sort out? Is it a matter of trial and error? Do you suggest perhaps enjoying a small portion of something, be it carb for 6 weeks and then checking your sleeping. But surely other things like whether you've got a television in the bedroom, whether you've been, you know, all of those things.
Small children.
Sure, small kids.
Teenage children.
Yes.
Adult children.
Snoring husbands.
I think snoring husbands, I think, is unfair. It is a man's
it's just
right.
Between us,
yes,
okay?
Yes, I think, yes, I get accused of that. It's there's allegations in my bedroom as well. So how do we sort those things out, Shay? Is it trial and error?
Absolutely. And like what you said there, it is very personalised. So what fits one person does not fit all. And I think that it is one of the big things that we need to look at is that sleep is the third pillar of health. So aside from diet and exercise that gets a lot of attention, you know, sleep really needs to be up there on the consideration list. So even just considering sleep, I think, is really important, and thinking about what we can be doing to make it a priority, and then working out what is it that works for you. So really going through that trial of elimination, and, you know, deciding whether or not that, you know, is it better to maybe not, this is very controversial, but if you do have a husband that snores a lot and is disturbing you, then maybe you need to consider, you know, what that looks like as well.
I can do that.
That is, Shay, that is very, very controversial.
It's very controversial, I know, but it's interesting because I've just had my sister-in-law has just gone through this process because, in fact, she's the one that's the snorer, not her husband. So she's had to reconsider. It normally is. So she's had to reconsider what that looks like. So again, there are so many different factors involved in each individual, but making it a priority and really, you know, now being a new year is a great time to sit down and make some notes.
Sure.
If you can track your sleep, then look at tracking your sleep with any of the devices that are available these days, and really addressing that data and deciding what is the best option for you.
Sure,
I absolutely agree, Shay, and it's been quite profound for me. I'm 48, and I've only just started to understand what my diet does to my sleep because I've adopted a FODMAP diet, mm-hmm. Shay.
So I've
taken certain foods out, and when I am a little bit slack and go, oh, I'm just going to have a bit of onion and garlic, that disturbs my sleep, and I've only just realised that, but that's because I started keeping a diary. You have to be aware of what your body's doing, and sometimes you can kind of get a little slack around that, can't you?
Absolutely, and just on that point as well, in terms of one of the things that I think is the best things that everybody can look at is water. Are we drinking enough water, and are we hydrated enough?
Sure.
Because from a brain functionality and, you know, in the particularly for everybody, but middle-aged people really need to look at how much water they're consuming each day for brain health and aging, and, you know, and then therefore the flow-on effect for sleep.
Wonderful.
So, yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Shay. That is a really important conversation. Any conversation that prioritises sleep, I think, is a wonderful thing. Thank you so much, Shay Morrison from The Good Night Company. Well, we'd love you to give us a call, and Kathleen has done so on 131873. Good morning, Kathleen.
Morning, Kathleen.
Good
How can we help you?
Yes, I've been having radiation on a lump on my wrist, and so all seems to be going okay there. But now, just recently, I've got this itchy area, sort of it covers a little bit of the side of the lump, but it goes out further and it keeps spreading more. And I was prescribed a cortisone cream, which has actually irritated it more. And so can you... that probably helped me with something that's natural. I'm very limited what I can use on my skin without a problem.
Sure. Kathleen, there's a company called Avene, and they have a recovery cream for areas that have been radiated. So it's quite specific. It's natural, and your local pharmacy will have that. So it's A-V-E-N-E. And I forget the exact name, but it's a specific cream that says on it for radiation therapy. And if you can't find it, send me an email, houseofwellness.com.au, the Ask tab, and I'll respond today and tell you exactly the name.
Yes, of course. We love all of you to give us a call. But if you can't get through, you can always go to houseofwellness.com.au.
The house never closes, Joe.
That Ask Tab never stops. Do give us a call, though, 131-873. We'll have more of your calls next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
If playing years of sport has taken a toll on your body, then check out Wagner Glucosamine and Chondroitin Plus at Chemist Warehouse. It may help to improve joint mobility, may help protect joint cartilage, and may relieve joint pain associated with mild osteoarthritis. Get Wagner Glucosamine and Chondroitin Plus for just $29.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, see your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get sunset. SPF 50 plus made in Australia for Australian conditions. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You are with the House of Wellness and it's time for A to Z of Vitamins. Gerald, we're talking one of our greatest hits today, I think, coenzyme Q10.
It is pure energy, Joe. And if we're looking at generating energy at a cellular level and we go right back to the mitochondria, which is where energy is produced, fundamental to that is coenzyme Q10. We can't get it. We just can't eat enough food to make a difference. As we age, our levels drop and we need it more and more and more for energy. So, look, it's fundamental to our vitality and it's a no-brainer.
Have it for energy. If you're feeling a little bit flat...
Vitality.
Yeah. Vitality.
Positivity.
What a great
love
word.
Love that word.
I'm feeling so vital today.
There you go.
The A to Z of Vitamins is brought to us by Wagner, A New Beginning. As always, we'd love you to give us a call, 131-873. Julie, good morning. We have been speaking sleep. You have a comment?
Yes, I do. I have absolutely no problem sleeping. I can sleep anywhere, anytime.
Oh, good for you.
I can walk to bed, having a cup of coffee, put it down, get into bed.
Oh, don't! I'm so jealous.
I can put my hand in my head and have a 10-minute cap nap.
Yes.
I can come home and just sit on the couch and sleep for 10 minutes and wake up. And I put it down to the fact that, and I've done the same with my own children, they're adults, and they can do it as well. When my kids were little, I never had a blind down, never had a light, closed the door. They were in bed up at 7 o'clock and they slept till like, 7 and 8 and 9 the next morning. Had to wake them to go to school. And I think they were never taken out to restaurants, never carted out. They had a routine.
Oh, the routine.
Doesn't that do it?
And you're basically linked to your circadian rhythms, Julie, and that's fairly fundamental, but TV and 24-hour news cycle and all of those things and homework and work at night if you're in business, that's thrown all that out the windows.
So. I did read that, coincidentally this morning, that before electricity and when we didn't have artificial light, we would have two sleep hours. Yes. So we'd go to bed with the sun and sleep till about midnight. And then reportedly people would get up and spend about an hour or two doing something around the place. Oh, and then they'd go back and have another. So very connected with their circadian rhythm.
So the lights will be on in your house at midnight. From now on.
I go to bed as soon as I can, as soon as I can escape from my family. I am horizontal.
Yeah, me
too. Alan, good morning. You have a question?
Good morning, Alan.
Good morning. I've had a really severe case of shingles about a month ago, and when the blisters and that were there, it didn't worry me too much, but now it's healed up, but the nerve pain, it goes up over my shoulder, and just having a shirt on it, and that's quite debilitating, really. The pain and that's chronic.
Alan, peripheral neuropathy, neuropathic pain is such a challenging issue. And I talked before about lipoic acid. It's a wonderful way of settling the overexcitability of the nerve endings that the shingles has caused. Now, you can buy that from your pharmacy. It comes in a 400 milligram strength. You take it twice a day after food because it is an acid, so you've got to have food in your tummy. And the other thing is, in combination with that, is turmeric. And those two things work together to settle overexcitability. And rest is very important to help you recover from the shingles.
All the best with that, Alan. And thank you so much to all of our callers this morning. Of course, head to houseofwellness.com.au for that Ask Gerald tab.
I'll be waiting.
We'll be back with more House of Wellness after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get SunSense SPF 50 Plus made in Australia for Australian conditions. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
It has been great to spend the last hour with you here on the House of Wellness. Gerald, I believe there's a lift out for us today.
News Limited papers across the country today, Joe, is the New Year edition of Wellness Plus, which has always got plenty of good reading. I think it's got a got an article about you running on the beach.
Yeah, that's that's that woman in the midriff top is not me. Oh, okay. You'd be surprised to know.
I'm just a bit confused. Sorry, I thought when I first looked, I said, like, no, there's Joe Stanley.
I meant the midriff part, not the running.
No, trust me, Zoe, I wear the baggiest T-shirt possible. Now, another thing you were telling me that was interesting of the sorts of things we should be taking, knowing that there's still COVID around in our community.
We can't, none of us, no health practitioner can specifically say, take this and it will it will stop that. However, my favourite epidemiologist, and they're the flavour of the month at the moment, I didn't realise we had so many epidemiologists. One in Europe at the start of all this said there are some fundamental things that we need to consider. Vitamin D, vitamin C, and zinc. Those three things. Now, three cheap, inexpensive, readily available in supplement form to maximise our immune resistance to whatever, be it a cold virus, be it the flu, be it whatever, and that unmentionable, those things are elementary and we just don't get enough from the foods we eat. So, worthwhile.
Yeah, Zoe, you love zinc?
Yeah, we love zinc. And as you know, when you take any supplements, supplements are cumulative. We often jump in, we give it 2 weeks, it doesn't work, and we go, that's it, I'm done. It's so important we take it for at least 6 weeks and we couple it with a really supportive diet. Such a lot of zinc in food out there.
Okay,
and
well,
sleep.
There you go. All very important. Thank you so much to you, Gerald and Zoe, for more ways to get well, stay well, live well, and look fabulous. Do check out houseofwellness.com.au. Thanks again to our friends at Chemist Warehouse, and we'll see you all next week.
Thanks, everyone. Happy New Year.
Bye.